The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yes, we are.
What is up, everybody?
Happy Wednesday to all of you out there.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful, hot day. I got the guns out. I got the banana hammock down below. You can't see that.
Ooh.
It is a juicy, juicy day outside today. I don't know about for you.
That's
you
weird. Oregon. That's weird to put juicy and banana hammock in the same.
It's because, you know, when you're out and about and you're not well-dressed for it, you get that thick sweat.
That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? It's not that's even true. It feels weird to wipe it off. It's like wiping bananas. You know what I mean? Like it's got a thickness to it.
Oh yeah, like a glaze.
Yeah, it's like you can't just use one paper towel for that one. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, fuck, it's always hot around here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, there's some updates to certain things. There's some other stuff happening that could potentially change the future.
Yeah.
That's a weird way to say that, actually.
Will it? Who knows?
I don't know.
We should start off by saying, obviously, Greg is not here today.
Greg is not here today.
He is on vacation with the family. Much due, much earned,
yeah,
I would say.
I think he's actually on the way back today.
Yeah, something like that.
So he's driving.
He should be here for the call-in show, if I'm not mistaken, on Friday. Am I wrong about that, or is he doing sports? I can't remember. I think
he'll be back in town Thursday, I think.
Okay.
So
Could be wrong.
He'll be here for call-in show. If you're not on Patreon...
Yes,
get over there. Join us for the call-in show on Friday.
Yeah, but happy to have you all here right now,
yeah.
Chatting it up in the chat. You know what I'm saying? It's great. We last episode kind of went over the... We were going to talk about J.D. Vance. I still don't have much to say. I'm kind of neutral on it, but we talked a lot about the assassination stuff that was obviously going on. There's more to that as well as the days are going through. We are starting to see some interesting... revelations. Is that the right word for that?
Yeah, revelations. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I don't know where that came from. I got impressed myself. There's interesting things that are being said. What's the gal's name that heads that whole Secret Service?
Oh, yeah. Chief Cheeto.
Dipshit.
Cheeto.
It's dipshit.
Police?
Yeah, dipshit. Mm-hmm. I think that's her name. Some of the stuff that she's been talking about, I'm just like, it's eye rollers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's an eye roller situation. So I don't know where you want to start, but as you said, Biden... COVID.
Biden has COVID now, apparently.
Oh, God.
And this just happened within the last few hours, I think. So I don't know how he got it. I mean, he's got all the vaccines and boosters you could get, I imagine.
Well,
so it's actually more impressive that he got it.
Yeah.
If you go by the way they say it's supposed to work.
So. I mean, I think that's been long debunked. You know what I'm saying?
Also, like the first thing that people said when they announced like he has COVID.
Yeah.
Everyone, all the reporters, like, why is he not wearing a mask?
Well, you know, I don't know, because I think at this point they realize that it's stupid. You know what I'm saying? The mask thing doesn't work. When they asked him about the COVID situation, he gave a thumbs up, says, I feel great, you know, but
yeah,
it takes some time. You know, it takes some time for that to hit in. But I think the funniest thing about the whole situation is the comparison to Trump.
Mm.
Trump gets shot in the ear. Goes down.
Oh, yeah. I have that clip by a Joy Reid.
Mm. Well, no, I wasn't talking about that. I want to bring that
clip. She compared them.
She compared them, and I want to talk about that because that's some stupidity. But it's funny that Trump gets shot at a rally, goes to the RNC the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Good spirits. He gets up. He puts his fist up.
Biden gets a cold, and Biden cancels everything.
Yeah, he cancels the whole nine. Shut her down. That fucking 10 to 4 is no longer. It is now 10 to 10, 10. You know what I'm saying? He's got 10 minutes of time, I think is what he said.
Enough time to get a breath out.
I heard that from sources inside the White House. We have our deep sources, guys. He has 10 minutes a day where he can function.
Oh, yeah.
It is no longer 6 to 8 hours. It is now 10 to 20 minutes. So if you have something that you need to do with Joe Biden, you better do it. And to be fair, he also takes his poop breaks during that time. So you may get less than that.
And also, you got to keep him focused during that, too.
Got to keep him focused.
It's a tight window. You can't have him walking off and wandering.
Mm-hmm.
You also can't have him all of a sudden fall into a memory of 50 years ago.
You might lose him. So just want to keep that out there. It's a very big responsibility that he has, right? And we are now confined. So I want to make sure the government knows this. I'm saying this to them because my sources tell me that he's limited. So we just need to work with that, okay? But in those 10 minutes, before we play this Joy Reid, in those 10 minutes, he did seem to ask a question to somebody, supposedly.
Oh, yeah. So apparently to some other sources.
Yeah, those are our other sources.
Yeah, the other sources. He asked his staff.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's because he has COVID or why, but all of a sudden he's now asking, do you think Kamala could win?
That was what was said.
That's what was said. That was a quote, apparently.
Supposedly.
You have a question that I have on that.
Supposedly.
That's a Breaking 911 came out with that. That's one of our sources.
So what is it?
And Biden asked advisors if they, quote, think Kamala can win. This actually from CNN, actually.
And they didn't respond to him, and they just simply cackled their way. They're, yeah. No. There's no way.
There's no way.
And if they did, and they do lie to Joe, you know that they lie to Joe Biden.
Oh, no, Joe, you're good.
Yeah, man. He's.
You can win. Just stay in it.
I thought
stay
you were 42. I didn't know you were fucking 80.
We're
going to
do this. We're going to do this early nominee thing. And that way we can have you as a nominee, and then we get to decide who the president's going to be on our side.
Yeah.
Because that's the rules, apparently.
Yeah,
the DNC rules.
I don't know. See, that tells me right there that the fact that he even asked tells me that he's not in the right state of mind. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's a big secret that she actually pulls worse than anybody. Joe Biden's bad, and she's actually worse, which is weird because you don't really see much of her. But I thought you would know that.
Yeah,
but
the little bit you do see of her, nobody can stand her.
She's terrible.
She's the worst.
She's the worst. So why does he do that? Why does he ask if that's even real, right? Because I don't trust that necessarily. But it's also not unreasonable to ask that question, right? She's going to be next in line if something happens to him. Well, it's not so shocking. I mean, I don't think it's
shocking. It is unreasonable if you've been trying to pull one over on the American public and saying that you're just fine and you're going to see this through.
Well, I'm looking at it from anytime you have kind of a chain of command, you know what I'm saying? Like, you always want to know that the people below you can take over if something happens. You know what I'm saying? That's what the VP really is for.
Yeah.
Right? They need to be able to step into position if something happens to the president. Now, he is sick with COVID. Apparently. I don't know how sick.
Apparently.
But, you know, maybe he asked. I'm just throwing it out there. What if he asked because he does have COVID? What if he's bedridden? What if something happens? He gets pneumonia. I went through that. It sucks. Mm-hmm. And he's asking, he's asking about her winning. So I guess
so. That means he's insinuating that she's going to take over before,
or he could drop out. But I was thinking more like, what if he doesn't make it through this, and you know, is she capable of running the show? And they're like, no, she's not.
He didn't ask if she could run it. Ask if she could win.
She could win. Yeah, she can't win. She can't run it or win. I mean, let's be real.
Can't do either.
She can't do either. It's not good. What was that? You had that tweet though. What was it from the Trump Vance?
That was a campaign thing.
Response.
So
to
Kamala actually, apparently Kamala actually called JD Vance.
Okay.
And he didn't answer, and she left a voicemail and was like wanting him to do like a VP debate.
Well, they're going to, supposedly. They always do.
It was a message about that.
Yeah.
I don't know what she said.
Like, when do you want to do?
Yeah, I don't know what the message, what the voicemail said, but then the Trump campaign released a statement replying to that.
Yeah.
And they said, the Trump campaign response to vice presidential debates, quote, we do not know who the Democratic nominee for vice president is going to be, so we can't lock in a date before their convention. To do so would be unfair to Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker, Gretchen Whitmer, or whoever Kamala Harris picks as her running mate.
Brian Hughes, Trump campaign senior advisor. That's fucking good.
That's pretty good. That's actually really
funny. I know that the Trump campaign cannot be that convinced that Joe Biden's going to be it. I'm still rather convinced that he's going to be the presidential nominee. I'm sticking to it, dude.
I think he will be the nominee. That's why they're wanting to do it early.
I'm just saying, I think he's going the full distance. I don't know if
I don't think he's going the full distance.
I think he's going to go the full distance.
I think this is playing out just like this whole fucking, the advisors, he asked the advisors, it's going to play out just like this. He's going to get the nomination.
Yeah.
Either he's going to get removed or he's going to drop out.
Yeah.
Then the DNC gets to pick who is going to be their nominee now. And it doesn't have to be voted on anymore. That's in their rules.
Yeah, I don't know. See, that's the
then
thing.
Then they're just going to put in someone who they want, and then they're going to pick a VP.
I don't think it's going to bode well. I really don't.
No, it's not going to.
For them. I mean, because there are, you know, there's still good Democrats out there who are not going to be super stoked that their vote didn't really mean anything for the primaries. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it is. They voted for Biden. Whether you kind of have to eat that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like anybody else. You make predictions or you choose somebody. You kind of have to eat that shit. Everybody knew that he was problematic, that he was old, that he was saying, you know, weird shit and doing weird stuff. And now that he actually is showing it more, people are like shocked, you know, and it's like, no, well, you chose him. You didn't want to run like any, you know, Kennedy or fucking anybody else for that matter. You know, you had the opportunity. They had the opportunity to have Bernie Sanders before. You know what I'm saying? They did. They have this tendency to push out everybody because they just want it to be that one.
So if say this does happen. Say he does either drop out or is removed after he's nominated, and now the DNC gets to pick who is going up there. Do they put Kamala, and then she picks a VP? If so, who would her VP be?
The ins and outs of this is where I'm not, you know, I'm definitely not well read on, I guess is the right way to say it. I think there's probably loopholes. What I've generally seen from people is that it's the, and we talked about it before a little bit, was that it's not as easy to do what they're talking about doing as they say it is. Kamala is next in line. You know what I'm saying? So from what I've heard from some, you know, rather good people that seems like they would know this kind of thing, was that if Joe Biden drops out, it's Kamala, and unless they can convince Kamala to step aside.
Well, no, it's Kamala. If he says I am no longer capable of doing this, then Kamala becomes president.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean she's the nominee for the next presidency.
But they already nominated Joe Biden.
I know. And because if he drops out or is removed after he's nominated, I seen a post. I'm trying to skim through here real quick and find it. But they screenshot a section of the DNC's their rules for this, and it says in there, apparently they get, if he was to be, something was to happen, they get to pick who the nominee is.
I don't know if that's true. This is what I've heard from, like, I'm not talking about just, listen, there's obviously, you can get on social media and find a bunch of these funky fucking pages that tell you that this is true and that is true, and you know what I'm saying. I don't buy into that, but
I don't know
if it was Jimmy Dore or who was talking about. I can't remember who was talking about it, but it was somebody that was like significant and knew their shit a little bit more than just some random site. And they were saying, you know, if he leaves, she gets that position, then they would have to convince her to not be it because she's the rightful runner for it. That's the same reason that we were talking about. I don't know if we actually talked about that, but the assassination attempt. Why was it done the day before the RNC? There was some speculation that they did that because he hadn't picked his VP yet. And by not picking his VP, had they done it, and had he already had his VP pick in, J.D. Vance, now that we know who the vice president is, if he would have had him picked already, if Trump would have succumbed to an injury and died, J.D. would have automatically been put into position as the nominee. That falls in line with Kamala, right? If Joe Biden was to die or leave or quit or whatever, she automatically gets that.
Yeah, so the what I was talking about is from Technofog. He says, something to consider. DNC rules allow it to pick the replacement should the nominee, quote unquote, drop out. An early nomination means the theoretical eventual nominee, the Biden replacement, can be featured at their convention. There's a strategy to the acceleration.
So it says filling a vacancy on the national ticket in the event of death, resignation, or disability of a nominee of the party for president or vice president after the adjournment of the national convention, the national chairman of the Democratic National Committee shall confer with the Democratic leadership, the United States Congress, and the Democratic Governors Association shall report to the Democratic National Committee, which is authorized to fill the vacancy or vacancies.
And this is on top of where it says, this is from Politico, DNC will move forward with the virtual roll call to nominate Biden.
Dude, so I feel like they're, let's say that's true. Okay, I don't know. I haven't read, I don't know where that screenshot came from.
Maybe there's
obviously a few different takes on this, and I do not know the answer to that question. Maybe there's, like I said, loopholes and other things, but the problem you're going to start coming to is you're already fracturing the base right now.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
Okay, because there are, shockingly, still Biden supporters. Okay?
Yeah.
And there are supporters of Biden who thinks that he should be left in, that he's more than capable of doing it, which everybody else sees is not true, but they do believe that. If he steps down, that's already a kind of a little dig into the party. Mm-hmm. Okay? There are also, shockingly, Kamala Harris supporters. Not a lot.
Not a lot, but there is.
But there are people who I would assume would argue that she is a woman of color, first woman of color VP. You know what I'm saying? It's her right to have the position. And mm-hmm. how many women, and especially women of color, are going to be upset that they would just boot her off the side? Is that possible? I think it is possible. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people say, well, she's the VP. She should be the nominee. Now, I'm not saying I agree with that because she's terrible, but I'm saying
there are going to be people that,
say it. So when they just kick her off, think what happened with Bernie Sanders. How many people were...
If they kick her off.
Yeah. If they kick her off, right? So the option is do you think that she is willing to sit back and take another VP role if Biden leaves and then they put in a Newsom or whoever they put in? She's going to be okay with that? Because I would mm-hmm. argue that she seems like the person that's in this for power.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So she's cool with, like, Gavin just stepping in and her VP. Because Gavin's young.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if Kamala ended up being the first woman president?
I just fucking picked. I puked in my mouth. Because I puked more that Newsom like, Harris ticket. Yuck. Yuck.
They're both
from California, bro. They both locked up a lot of people.
Damn.
Ew.
And she was probably banging Montel.
She was banging Montel, dude. She was, I think she was banging a lot of people.
Probably.
If you want my opinion, I think she was banging a lot.
If she ends up being the nominee, if Biden drops out.
Yeah.
And they do this whole fucking roundabout rope-a-dope fucking person switch here.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, like you said, it's going to piss some people off.
I think it will. I think it fractures the party a little
bit. And then.
Yeah, for sure.
The Democratic base is now going to be torn. Yeah. But then it's really going to be torn depending on who she picks as a VP.
Mm. The question of the century is, can she fuck her way out of this one? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's that's the most important question.
At that point, there's no one else above her.
Well,
so,
you know.
Does she pick Big Mike?
No.
She bring Hillary back in?
No. I don't know who she picks, dude. I don't think it'd be like
I have no idea.
She probably just picks some dude. Just some random guy. Hey, I need you. Sir, on the street, I need you over here.
Does Newsom become a VP?
No way.
And then later after the president, like she goes, oh, I can't do this. And then now Newsom is president.
Joking aside, no fucking way, dude. Like Gavin Newsom will never take a VP role.
No?
No, I think he thinks, and quite honestly, I think the party has pushed his face out there as the savior of the Democrats.
Well, he's getting more and more backlash because of the shit they just passed.
I understand that. And
because now X is leaving California.
Well, SpaceX is.
But no. The Twitter X is leaving California.
Oh. Well, that,
I think,
I mean,
I'm pretty
SpaceX
sure.
SpaceX is, they, he came out and said SpaceX is moving their base from California to.
Oh, I thought it was. No. Oh, okay. So it's SpaceX and not SpaceX. X?
Yeah, their headquarters is in California.
I thought it was X. I could be wrong. Let me try.
And that's kind of dumb too, because I think they're already going to.
Probably.
We talked about the base that they're in the Gulf there. Space City or whatever the fuck that space, whatever, Spaceland, Tech, or whatever it's fucking mm-hmm. called. They were already planning on moving there. I think it was just kind of a play, to be honest with you. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know the X. Maybe. But it was definitely SpaceX. I know that because I read it a couple times this morning. So, anything? You see it?
No, I can't. Find it right.
Damn you. He just posts a lot of shit.
He does.
He posts a lot of shit. No. I don't see it. Yeah, it's cool, man. It's definitely, I know SpaceX. So unless he came out with another thing that said that some X headquarters was gonna
no, just trying to build a massive destruction of potential rights, putting blah blah blah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, too much shit. That guy posts all day long. That's amazing to me. that's not shocking to me. I think he's been out. Yeah, he was talking
right
about.
There. And XHQ will move to Austin.
Oh, because you see, it was SpaceX will now move its headquarters from Hawthorne, California to Starbase. That's the name of it, Starbase, Texas.
And, yeah, so it is.
And
so it's
X headquarters will move to Austin. But see, he's already here, so it's not really that shocking.
Yeah, all this shit's here.
Yeah, it's not really that shocking, to be honest with you. Either way, I've been saying this whole time that I think Biden's gonna stick this thing out. I still haven't seen anything that I'm super convinced that the guy's going to leave. Because he kind of has to leave on his own. You know what I'm saying? Like, he kind of needs to say, like, you're right, I need to step down. Because I don't think there's enough time to do the process.
Well, is he already, like, starting that? If he's asking if she could win?
Well, I think he's old. And I think when you get old, you think about death. And I think the other president, Trump, right, who had an assassination attempt on him.
Yeah.
You know, at his age and maybe I'm being super like I'm trying to be super like realistic on this. He's old. I mean, literally every day the man wakes up is a gift from his fake God, because I don't believe he believes in God, but it's a gift to him. Right. He opens his eyes and he goes, oh, thank God. You know what I'm saying? Because he's that old. He's just really, really old. And so maybe
I just imagine like a Simpsons episode where he wakes up and goes. Looks around and goes, woo!
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. But we forget that, though, because he's still, you know, you see him on TV. He's really old, man. And you got to understand, at that age, maybe he's just, with everything going on, maybe he is just kind of saying, like, hey, if I'm not here, do you think she stands a chance? You know what I'm saying? And no, she does not stand a chance.
I don't think so.
But, you know, and I know how politics are, and he's coming out there, and he's saying that he was just out there talking to NAACP. He was, you know, he's doing his... you know, interviews, those fucking weird interviews. And he is very, very convinced that he can do this, that he's got 4 years left in him. I don't get it. I don't want to spend the last four years.
I like
years.
How Ben says, all they have to do is write it on the teleprompter and he'll just say it.
True that, man. No, yeah, you're not wrong. You're absolutely not wrong.
He'll just say he's done and stepping down as long as that's what it says on the screen.
He's not wrong, man. Yeah, listen, I don't know. I'll say this. I'm not like 100% sold on him being around the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I'm just not. I there's no way to say you're 100% sure, right? To start.
Yeah.
But I've been riding that one and I'm going to continue riding that one. It's been a fun ride. I believe that they are in a really big pickle right now. And I don't know that they have an answer. And what they're hoping for is that he's senile what's the right word? Not senile, because that would be crazy, right? That he's sane enough to make the decision of like, hey, this is hurting the Democratic Party and I need to step down. Mm. I don't think he's sane enough to do that. I think the man's kind of nuts. And I'll tell you this, when I had COVID,
yeah,
I ended up getting pneumonia. You guys know that whole story. The reason that I started realizing that I had pneumonia was because I was really dehydrated and shit, and I started hallucinating when I was going to sleep. There was two nights in a row where I was like awake, but I was like not awake, and I was like having really like lucid, crazy dreams and images and shit. And I was like, "What in the fuck?" It felt like what mushrooms or something would feel like. I don't know what that. I've never done it, but that's what I felt like. And maybe he's in that. Maybe he gets to that point where he starts getting like delusional.
He's
like,
just a permanent delusion.
Right, he's now? Like, "I'm the fucking champion, bro. I'm the greatest man in the world." And he just thinks he, you know, I don't know. I just think that they're just them. Just getting rid of him is not. I don't think it's that simple. And so we're
four. Oh, no, I don't think it's a simple. I think they're going to convince him that he needs to.
But will he? That's the thing, is will he do it? The man thinks he's a great president. I just, you know, honestly, I think he thinks that, man. I really do. I really think he thinks he's really good.
I don't think he cares.
He's sitting in. Listen,
I think he has his own fucking thing he wants to do, and it doesn't matter what's good for the country and what's not good for the country.
What are you looking at, man? What you looking at? Remember when he did that? What are you looking at?
What are you doing?
Why did you ask Trump about his 28 lies?
His 28 lies.
Lies.
Oh, I thought you said lives. Like,
I don't know where his mind is not there. So, like, ask a person who is really out of it and who has dementia to make rational decisions. You know, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, man. And quite honestly, I just think that the party's in a weird position right now. The RNC, I've been watching some of it. I know when I came over, you had some of the RNC on. A lot of it's dumb. I mean, let's just be real. A lot of it's dumb. There were some good speeches. There's some good, like, hurrahs. But what you notice is they're, like, at this point with what just happened, it feels like the party is fully united at this point. At least the vast, vast, vast majority of people are very united around Trump. Trump is the guy.
Yeah.
You got Rubio up there. You have all these people up there talking. DeSantis is up there like, hey, Nikki Haley, which is garbage, but she was up there like, I don't agree with him, but he's the man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you don't feel that way about the Democrats. It doesn't appear to be that way. And that's got to be alarming to them, knowing that we're 4 or 5 months out of the fucking ballots being actually fucking counted.
Yeah.
No campaigning. Who's it going to be? And I am still very unconvinced that somebody's going to be able to walk in and just run the show. I feel like there's...
Well, I mean, what other options do they have?
I already told you.
They already know they're not going to win with
Trump. I already told you. They have to fucking forfeit this one. They have to.
They're not gonna.
I know they're not going, but I'm saying they don't have another choice. They don't have another choice.
I think their choice is to replace him with someone else and hope they can do better.
But again, who's going to do that? I mean, I've said this too many times, but who's going to want? Okay, listen, Trump is at his ultimate, right? Polls are just now coming out. I think there's only one or maybe two of post-assassination attempt. Yeah. And they have them up, you know, varying a couple points. It's a couple points. Even Luntz, the pollster Luntz, he says that there could be a 1 to 2 point increase for Trump, which I guess in reality, that's probably a reasonable take, right? 1 or 2 points. I think betting odds were up like 10 points, 9 points. I'm not sure. There was something, they were up high on the betting odds of him winning.
Yeah.
CNN was on talking about the map and talking about at this stage, all of those states that are leaning Republican now that were not in play. Okay, there are multiple states, Pennsylvania included. It looks like CNN specifically quoted, I think it was CNN, MSNBC or CNN, basically said Biden has 1 or 2 slim paths of winning. Slim. And it has to all go his way. With the surgingness of Trump, I just don't know who riles the base up enough to overcome that, A. And also, who... You have to put somebody strong in there to even have a chance, right? So that would be strong, meaning I don't believe they're strong, but the Democrats do. Gavin Newsom, Big Mike. I don't know who that Plitzker. I don't even know who
Pritzker.
The fuck.
Plitzker, yeah.
But do those people really want to go into this last second, probably lose, and have that on their record? That would be my argument. I feel like a Newsom, or even if you want, I don't believe Big Mike ever will run, but if you want to argue that he does want to run, I gotta be good. Gotta use the right gender. If he does want to run, do you really think this is the way they want to run? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what I'm saying though. I don't think I think it's because they're such in like in the hole and in panic mode right now. They think they need to do something. They can't just run with him.
The theory that I saw a couple weeks ago, I brought up on the show, I don't remember who it was, but somebody came up with this idea that Joe Biden was a sacrifice for the party from the very beginning.
Mm.
They needed him because of his established, because he was with Obama, because he's established, okay, they needed him to beat Trump. Okay. And before everybody realized that the guy is out of his mind,
mm-hmm.
He was a recognizable face who was in with a president that many, many people in America loved. Right. Mm-hmm. Let's just be real.
Okay.
And he did what he was supposed to do. And I think the theory was is that they put him in knowing that he's old as piss, knowing that he's losing his mind and eventually people will see it, but they just need him to beat Donald Trump. They're going to pass as many things as possible, turn as many things left as they can, okay? Get the country in their view of the right path, which we all see as the wrong path forward. We recognize that now. But just do as much as he can, knowing that he doesn't stand a chance on a second term. You know what I'm saying? And so, first of all, I think they were okay with that until they realized that, let's say that theory's real. That's what I'm saying. I think they're fine with that until they realize that Trump is gaining momentum and that a re-election of Trump actually seems not only possible, but very, very likely.
Yeah.
Now they're really scared because that whole sacrifice was, well, we're gonna try to lock Trump up. We're gonna tarnish his name as much as possible. And then they'll have to throw in somebody. It's going to be some random Republican, maybe DeSantis, maybe, you know, Nikki Haley. And we have a chance. You know what I mean? We have a chance with those because they're not as popular as Trump.
Well, that and they can control them.
They can control them to some extent. Maybe not DeSantis, but definitely Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, I think, was their option number one, if you want my honest opinion. But Trump surged back.
Yeah.
Everything that has happened to him, he's gained hugely. Popularity from it. Huge. And what's crazy about it is, and what I've noticed, you know, I'm on TikTok a lot, you know, I'm on social media, just like browsing videos and stuff. And the cultural shift over the past week has been pretty wild.
Yeah, right.
It's been pretty wild. It's nice. I've seen
several people posting in like pretty like democratic areas saying they're seeing people walking mm-hmm. around with Trump hats on and stuff. And they're like, what is happening?
Yeah,
because where they are, like the week before, you weren't seeing those people.
Well, it's a double sided thing here. I think there's part of it is, and we talked about this with 2016 even, right? Especially because when we were in Washington and I worked in downtown Portland, like very very fucking blue, very yeah. fucking blue.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just like for the sake of not getting into it, we know that somebody was killed in Portland, right? You remember that with the riots? There was a man that was killed from by BLM.
Yeah, they hunted him down. Yeah, they chased him down and fucking...
So the point is you can support him, but a lot of people feel like, I'm just going to keep quiet. You know, I'm just going to go about my day. I'm not going to wear the fucking red hat. I'm not going to wear the Trump shirt. I'm just going to mind my business. They're secret Trump supporters because the vast majority of downtown Portland is blue. And you wearing that... May you just want to go to the mall, that may cause more shit than you want to deal with. I'm not saying you can't handle the shit. It's just, do you want to deal with that shit?
Yeah.
Because you will deal with something. I think what you're seeing now is with a lot of these people, they watch their president, who they consider their president and Trump, take a bullet for us. I mean, literally. And I'm not going to get into the conspiracy part of it right now. Okay. There's obviously a conspiracy behind it. I do want to talk about a few of those later, but I think you're seeing people who really love Trump, who watched the man take one in the fucking ear, okay? You can say whatever you want about it being the ear, but it was a millimeter away from hitting the brain, bro. Let's be real. He took one. He stood up.
We don't even know, like, the trajectory of all the bullets.
We only know
the one really, the one that bounced off the railing of the thing, and then there was the one that hit him in the ear, but there was other bullets flying.
We don't know.
He could have missed death... by millimeters multiple times.
There was even reports that he could have been shot in the chest and had the vest protection.
I've seen that too, the bullet hole.
So, and again, until those details come out, we can't really refer to that. But the ultimate, you know, kind of lesson or what point I'm trying to make, I guess, would be is people watched him do that, stand up and say, fight, fight, fight. And I know for some people that's cheesy, but for a lot of people that's like, God damn, we have to do this. Like, this man is a fucking savage, man. We have got to fucking... And their shame and all the other things that they're concerned with are less now because they're just like, fuck this, man. I support this man. I need to support him. And they're wearing the shit. Fuck them. Fuck them all, dude. You know what I'm saying? And I'm cool with that. But for me, it's the cultural part of it where it's, it's small things, man. There's obviously like, what's her name? Amber Rose? Is that her name?
Yeah, she talked to the MC.
Is that her name? Amber Rose?
Amber Rose, yeah.
Okay, but she came out.
What did you think it was?
I don't know. I feel like I just made that up. I know it's Rose.
No, it's Amber Rose.
Okay, So she, you know, she has a following. She, you know, I'm not saying she's, I am a follower of hers, but I know who she is.
She has a big following, yeah.
You know, she dated Kanye. I know that. She's been naked before. I mean, some people just don't like that shit. But the point of it is she's a significant figure to certain cultures in America. And for her to come up and say what she did, I think does help the party in the sense of if you're trying to get other people to take notice, younger generations who actually know her, that's a good step forward. There's a, and we do music reactions, right? There's a group that does music reactions called the Carter Family. I've been following them for a long time. I think they're, you know, I just like reaction shit anyways, yeah. But they're four black gentlemen. They always have fun takes on their videos and shit and it's entertaining, but you know, relatively recently they started doing a lot of political videos and other things like Shapiro or, and they'll analyze it. And, I've noticed over the year or 6 months that there was like kind of a shift, in them. Like they, when they first started, they had like a BLM like poster in the back with a fist, you know, if I'm not mistaken. I think it said Black
and
Power
like everything just slowly shifted.
Yeah. I'm not saying it went away. I don't remember if it went away now that I'm thinking about it, but what it is they started analyzing Trump. I think they went to a rally, and they were just at the RNC, man. And they just did a video of the assassination attempt. They just did a reaction to Tom McDonald's new song, You Missed.
Yep.
And listening to them talk about what's changed, I'm just like, damn, okay, I think people are actually
and
taking
that's,
notice.
And that's
this.
What I've been saying, too. Like, even before the assassination attempt, I think that has slowly been happening. Yeah. I think it is happening more than the polls show it.
Well, yeah, I agree with you on that. I think the polls already
weird. Right now, like it's 1-2% or whatever. I bet it's a lot more than that.
Well, I listen, 1-2% is a lot. And it I is think a lot. I think when you think of it's only 1-2, that sounds very, very small. It could be a lot more, yeah, absolutely. But I think 1-2% when you're talking about 600 million people. It's a very significant number.
True.
And especially when you look at the previous election and how close certain areas were, you know, like that's a significant number. And on top of the fact that he already was neck and neck or winning in a lot of these places. So I don't care if it's 1 or 2 or 5 or 6. Yeah. I mean, the bottom line is there is a surge. And I think, will it last for the next 4 months? I think so.
I think it will.
I think so, but I think you're on
something. And it's because I think it will because, yeah, you have people going, oh, shit, like having almost like a realization moment and looking at things for what they are now, yeah. Especially now after what happened. They're only going to be looking at
America. We are endowed by our creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of education, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our online bachelor's, master's, and doctoral education degree programs allow you to balance online coursework with observational and hands-on experience in the field. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Things even more the longer it goes on.
Yeah, it's hard to stop yourself from looking into shit.
Yeah.
Once your eyes kind of open up to the fact that you've been lied to, I think a lot of people are realizing that the truth of what they were told is not really the truth. It's not really real. And so that makes you want to go, well, you know, think about like you have a girlfriend or something and you find out that she's lying to you. It makes you want to go like, well, what the fuck else are you lying? You start wanting to dig.
Yeah, right.
You've been seeing somebody? You've been fucking, you know, you get that weird fucking.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a bad example. But you get my point. You get my
it's
point.
It's true, though.
It's true. Like, once you learn that somebody's fucking you over, you kind of want to know how far
you kind of lose. You kind of lose you kind of develop a trust issue. And now you want to know, how much have you fucked me over? Who else is fucking me over?
Yeah. Yeah. And especially when it comes to politics, right? Because, you know, with politics, guys, it's your money, it's your gas, it's your food, it's the wars that we, you know, potentially could be in or what we're already dealing with. It's the border. I mean, it's your whole life. And people will say, well, politics doesn't. It does. You just are choosing to ignore it, but it always affects you. You know what I'm saying? I went to the store today and I was like, God damn. Like, you know, fucking that shit's more expensive than I remember. I just went to a grocery store, you know, and it's just, you can't say it doesn't affect you. It absolutely does.
For sure.
You know, absolutely does. So, with that said, I definitely see a shift in people. I see a lot of I see a lot more videos of people watching this. I think the best thing that happened was his arm race, the fucking the fist up in the air.
Oh,
I think
for
that
sure.
was the best thing that happened. That photo. That photo is magical.
A couple
bro.
Of them.
There's a couple, but that one specific photo is...
I think New York Times is actually using that on their cover.
And they should.
Yeah.
There is not a photo in the past. I would argue... we have significant photos. I want to be very clear. 9/11 had some pretty amazing photos. But that photo is historic. At this point, there's no doubt that's a historic
will
photo.
Be.
And so that only helps because you will see that more and more. People will be sharing that. People are going to be
talking
about it. I think
it's going to end up being more historic the more and more comes out about that this whole situation.
Yeah.
Because there's some weird shit and not a lot of stuff's adding up. And somebody's to blame for this. But they're all just going, we'll do better, I guess.
Well, so to good lead in, right? I think we've been beating that one to, you know. But I do, yes. So to end it, there's definitely movement. There's definitely people acknowledging that there's something off. There's definitely people giving Trump a chance that weren't giving him a chance before. And all those things are positive for Trump on top of his base that are already with him being extra excited about voting for him. To your point, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but Secret Service.
President Cheeto.
Dipshit. President Cheeto?
Yeah, well, she was the head of security for PepsiCo. Before she was the head of Secret Service.
I was going to say, that's a terrible name. Is she crunchy or puffy?
You know what I'm saying? That's
I saw a thing where they put out a video, and they've been obviously, they've been going after her, and rightfully so.
Well, right?
Like, what happened? What's going on? Why did this happen the way that it did? New videos are surfacing of the Crooks kid. I don't know if you saw that one where he was pacing around the building previously.
There's a whole lot of shit happening. Come to find out that they knew this kid was not going to be an issue, but he was being suspicious long before.
Yeah,
which, like we thought. They could have been alerted a couple minutes. Like people were pointing out a couple minutes before it happened. No.
He went through security
and was actually pacing around the whole fucking area.
Go ahead and play. I got a TikTok up. No need for the song. Just play this video. This is an update. It's just a minute or two long. And I'm sure many of you have seen this. It's 2 minutes long. But this guy is kind of giving the new breakdown of what happened. You know what I'm saying? And I think this is sad. It really is sad because you have the most significant human being on earth, literally, right? The probable president of the United States, the leader of the free world. I would like to believe that he's going to win this election, but they just didn't they didn't put this guy aside or tell him he's not welcome in. I don't know, man. Let's see what he says right here. I don't know how loud it is.
What the investigators are telling us is, as far as a motive, a manifesto, the reasoning behind this, the suspect is still a blank slate. But what they have developed is a lot of the background about what happened that day. They know that he went to his employer at the nursing home where he works as a dietary
fucker
specialist
works at a nursing
before
home.
This and said, I need Saturday off. I have something important to do.
I'm going to analyze this more than I thought I was going to.
This I need Saturday
guy,
off.
This guy worked at a nursing home as a dietary... What? What did he say? A dietary...
Like a nutritionist? That kind of person?
Dietary specialist.
Dietary specialist.
This kid looks sickly, bro.
No, I guarantee they fancied up his name and he just gave them their lunch. He was the guy that brought in the trays and the tables that they put over their laps.
If I walked into a McDonald's and this guy had my burger, I would turn the fuck around. I'd be like, this is a weird looking dude. What did you do to my burger? That's what I would say.
Why would you immediately think he did something to it, though?
Because just look at him. He looks like he did something.
He just looks like he laid his dick on it or something.
He looks like he jerks off in a corner. 100%. Go ahead. Keep going. I don't want to break down too much on that one.
I need Saturday off. I have something important to do. But he told his coworkers, I'll see you on Sunday. So he changed his days off, presumably for this. We also understand that when he got to the fairgrounds where this rally was being held for Donald Trump, The first thing that puts him on the radar of security people is near the magnetometer area where they're screening people in. He's carrying in his hand a rangefinder. It's a device that looks like a small pair of binoculars, but it's used by shooters to measure the distance when they're setting up a long-distance shot.
Huge red flag immediately.
Immediately.
You bring a rangefinder to a Trump rally?
So my question would be, did the people at, and I would hope that they did, but did the people that were checking everybody's bags and running through the, did they realize that that was a rangefinder, or did they think it was binoculars? You know what I'm saying? Like, is there a chance? To be honest with you, I'm not exactly sure what a rangefinder looks like specifically.
It's a little fucking scope.
Yeah, I understand. I know, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, is there distinguishing things on? I'm not sure, but I just would have to say what, you know, they would at least say, what is that? What is that, dude? And like, let me see what that
is. And he's a kid, so he'd have said it's a rangefinder.
Yeah, but why do you need that?
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, why would you even let him in with that?
I don't know. Keep going. They talk about that. They did let him in.
Because he didn't have a weapon, that would not have prevented him to go through security. But they did flag, what does he have this in his hand for? At that point, they told people, keep an eye on this guy. But then he leaves the secure area, the staging area, and he doesn't turn up again for some time until the crowd says there's a guy crawling up the roof and it appears he has a rifle.
Well, yeah, because he didn't show up again for some time because he had to leave, get in the car, and he had to drive around the whole fairgrounds area to get to the building on the other side.
But the point, my question would be, why did he even come in?
He was scoping the place out.
But he could have just went to the building, right? Like, he
got made immediately as soon as he got there. You don't think he would have done that? Would have happened earlier, and that he wouldn't have had a chance to do what he was going to do in the first place?
I just don't know why you would go into the rally, go through checkout.
Because he went over there, guaranteed. He went over there, stood by the stage, and pointed his rangefinder at the building to see how far it was.
Why would you not just do that at the building?
Because he obviously didn't have time. He was preparing where he was going to shoot.
See,
from.
This is where I find this interesting, because you came in, you had this shit, you were flagged, quote unquote, like, mm-hmm. as suspicious. If they were to have done their job right, they would have followed this man around, right? So he already risked being suspicious, going to inside the rally.
Yes.
When he could have just not went, been completely off radar,
mm-hmm.
went to the building, range-finded, you know, from the building. Okay, I'm at about 130, 40 yards. And then just went up, and no one would have thought, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't know. I do know that was a staging area for the police, that building.
It was, yes.
So yes. Maybe he couldn't go there before because they were there staging. It was full of cops.
Yeah, but why not just get on the roof and no one would necessarily see you if you could? Because I think people were suspicious because he was walking around. And he was like, what's this dude doing? Because you would notice that, right? You're out and there's not that many people in that particular area. And you'd be like, this guy's acting funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's walking around, he's scoping this building, he's looking at the stage, he's looking up at the roof. Like,
well, yeah, that's why he was flagged in the first place.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to figure out what the point of going into the rally was. If you just were to.
I'm not trying to say that he was a good fucking.
No, he's not good.
A good fucking sniper guy.
No, he's not good. Not good.
Clearly.
Okay, let's keep going. Let's see what else is said. I don't know if there's much more here, but let's go.
There is an eerie moment in here, Aaron, where he's taking the rangefinder and he's looking through it at the counter sniper positions.
Yeah.
And one of the counter sniper positions is looking at him through the scope.
See, that's from the other
side. At this
point,
there's not a gun in the picture, as I understand it.
No, there was more than one counter sniper.
He's looking at us, looking at him. Then when people alert the police and they try to come up the ladder to get him, and he confronts them with the AR-15 gun, they
dive. Was he looking through
the rangefinder on the roof, or was he looking through the scope on the roof?
Listen, I don't know how many snipers.
What did he say?
He's looking at us, looking at him through the scope. At this point, there's not. He's looking through it at the counter sniper positions, and there's a guy crawling up the roof, and it appears he has a rifle. There is an eerie moment in here, Aaron, where he's taking the rangefinder and he's looking through.
So he was using the rangefinder on the roof,
or just below the roof,
or over in that area.
Yeah,
I don't know, dude. This guy sucks.
It's not that he sucks. It's that it doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really make sense. Like, you know, somebody that's going to shoot up the fucking
maybe he hadn't decided where he was actually going to perch up, and that's what he was doing at the rally.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
I think he knew where it was going to be. I think maybe he didn't know the stage layout or where that was going to be. Maybe. But he went straight to that building. He had a ladder, so he knew he had to get on a roof. You know what I'm saying? He apparently got the ladder. He went on the roof. That's bizarre to me. That scenario is bizarre. And to go back to what I was just saying, like, think about the guy that shot up the movie theater. Think about that's like you walking around the theater while people are in there. With some, you know, questionable items where people are like, what the fuck is this motherfucker doing?
Yeah.
And then leaving to come back and shoot it. Like, you just come in guns blazing, you off guard, you catch them off guard. That's what I think, right? That's what I think.
Then he ended up having fucking explosives in his car, too.
He did.
Like, what the fuck was he actually planning?
Well, I mean, the explosives could have been, like, listen, he supposedly told his coworkers he'd see him tomorrow. Was it a situation where he thought he could get a shot off and then be able to
escape?
Everybody's panicking, running. He's able to leave. He has the car full of explosives because what if they are on his tail and they pull him over? He can blow, he can cause
havoc.
Or he's
going to do like a Mario Kart thing and like throw him behind him as he's driving.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, who knows? God.
That's irrelevant.
There is a lot of conspiracy that there was two shooters.
There are some. We'll see.
I don't know. I do know that they fumbled a ball huge on this. The Secret Service did.
Now, here's a different thing that I wanted to talk about. If you can get out of this one real quick. Another take that I find interesting, down where the water tower is. So this is fucking... we don't need to hear this man talk. When you get to this, just fast forward a little bit, you'll see the... Keep going. Sorry, guys. We're going to get this set up for you. Oh, shit. I don't think it's going to show it. There it is. Okay. This is not actually the one, but the rapper, he's that country rapper. What's his name? Upchurch. Made a video that I thought was really interesting, and I didn't know this. He pointed out he had a picture of the fairgrounds, of aerial view, and this is not his original video, but... In the video, you see, and maybe if you go forward, he plays it. Maybe that's why I saved this one. So there's the tower. Keep going. Oh, probably not. Okay, so regardless, we can play this midway. You can see what I'm talking about. They show the overhead view of the campgrounds or of the fairgrounds. And what nobody's talked about is there is a fucking huge water tower right next to these buildings.
Yeah, right next to the building.
No,
literally on the other side of the parking lot.
No cop or no snipers were up there. No police were up there. And it is look up in TikTok right here. Just look up Upchurch and try to find his thing. Maybe you can find that because it's a really interesting fucking video. But he was pointing out that like the best vantage point is that. I want to see the video of him actually doing... He draws on the picture and shit, man. Is this his page? No, just find his actual page and click his page. Pew, pew, pew. Damn. Yeah, do that. 1.1 million followers. That's got to be him. I hope so. Do you see... No?
No. Did he delete it?
Okay. It's unnecessary. You guys can try to find it if you want to. He has this picture... And he's pointing out that this water tower is right there. It's so high that he has a vantage point over every single roof.
Mm-hmm.
He had a vantage point straight to the president. He had elevation to the snipers. He would be able to see on the map, guys, where the snipers were. He was questioning why the snipers weren't put on the fucking water tower. They had full view of all the buildings. All the angles of the buildings, who was hiding behind buildings, you know, any of that stuff. Why were they not put there? It is when you actually look, because no one's talking about the damn water tower.
Yeah.
No one. So why did they not
put coverage? Why wouldn't that be like an obvious fucking, oh yeah, we need to cover that for sure.
Even if it's not a sniper, you put a person who can observe the entire fairgrounds.
Just put a guy standing at the ladder. Just set up, just, hey, you stay here. Don't let anybody up here.
It's not even about letting them up. It's about getting up there and having full aerial view. You could be scanning the entire fairgrounds and seeing anybody that's trying to hide behind a building, anybody that may have a weapon, anybody that's... You can see all the entry points. Like that, he breaks it down where he shows you can actually see the roads that go all around the fairgrounds. You can see every angle with this water tower. It's so high. But no one was up there. No one was up there. Why? And you had two snipers on the roof behind Trump aiming the same direction. Okay.
Hmm.
The other thing was old fucking Secret Service Cheeto.
Oh yeah,
dipshit. She claims that they didn't have anybody up there. Her excuse was they didn't have anybody because the roof was sloped,
which is a horseshit fucking.
The roof was more sloped where the snipers were at than the roof was sloped
for sure
where the dude was.
I actually seen a video on X earlier today and said roof is sloped too sloped my ass, and there was an actual cow up there.
I saw that video too. The cow was walking around a fucking sloped roof. And they're like, if a cow
can walk around a sloped roof, a sniper can be up there.
A trained sniper can definitely make it on a roof.
Well, I mean, that just goes to show. I mean, you don't hire the head of Secret Service from PepsiCo. Mm. That's not what you do.
Greg is on here right now. He says, I believe the water tower is where the second shooter supposedly was assumed to be shooting from. Supposedly.
Could be. If there was one.
But... the argument to that is there were a lot of people that knew the water tower was there because they were at the facility and noticed no one up there. And that's where this whole thing came. Well, he came out, but people were talking about why is there no one up there?
Mm-hmm.
I think, I don't think Upchurch was the one that, maybe he was, but I don't think he was the one that was pointing this out. There were people that were there. One guy was talking about rallies. He went to multiple Trump rallies, and he's like, when we went there, there were so many snipers.
Well, when we went to the one we went to, there were snipers everywhere.
Yes, and he felt it, and he claimed that his daughter felt more safe of that because there were so many people watching, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when he went to this one, there was seemingly no snipers available. And I would and he said that he scoped out the entire place. He's like, we were looking around the buildings.
Looking for
them? Just seeing where they were at, and we didn't see any except for the ones that were up there with Trump. And I would have to assume that they looked at that water tower. Because that, to me, if we were in that place, that'd be the number one place I would look.
Fuck yes. If you were just going to have the one set of snipers there,
yeah,
don't put them on that roof. Put them on the fucking water tower.
Yeah, because you have full view of everything.
You can have one pointed off each side of it.
Yep. Peyton Lane, thank you so much. That was a super nice gift there.
Yeah, thanks.
All the world's a stage. Yeah.
Right now, it's looking like that.
The question is who's writing the play? You know what I'm saying? That's the question. Are there some people that don't know that it's a stage and it's a play? And we're just,
I'm sure.
But who's writing it? I think that's what's the interesting thing. But
I seen another post, if you're getting a little more conspiracy out of this. I seen another post that there was a video of somebody posted like, hey, look at this chick that was like right behind Trump when all this was going down. She was like wearing a black hat or whatever. And she was sitting there and she kept looking over like where the shooter was a while before it happened. She kept looking over again. And then right as it happened, everyone ducked and she held up her phone.
Yeah, I'm not convinced.
And then
that.
I seen something today where somebody took that image of her and compared it to one of the chicks that was like helping destroy stuff out on J6. I don't know.
I don't believe it.
The picture was grainy as fuck. Could have looked like anybody.
Dude, anybody can look like anybody. I hate those. Like, I mean, how many times have you seen, oh, this person's fucking, Kennedy Jr. And it's like, look at the side by side. His face matches up perfectly. I'm not into that shit. I'll say this. Some people handle things differently. That chick was cold as fuck. That's what I'm assuming. She was more interested, and that's kind of a testament to modern society, in my opinion. She was more concerned with getting her camera out and filming this than she was for even
getting
her own
shot.
Life.
Yeah.
But we saw that fucking one dude was just standing up the whole time too. Whatever his name is.
Oh yeah, Fusca.
Fusca. I mean, that fucking guy just stood there. Everybody's ducking. He's just like eating something. I think he was chewing on some shit.
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a lot of shit coming out about this whole situation, and it does not look good. There is like either major incompetence or some people were privy to it happening and they let it happen.
Somewhere there was a breakdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one thing with the, to end it for the water tower, Yes, I've heard that that could be a place where somebody else was at. The one issue I have with it is when the shooting went down, I'm assuming that both shooters would have shot at the same time or around the same time, right? Shot, pop, 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 right? Because we only heard so many gunshots.
Yeah, I don't know.
We only heard so many gunshots within a 30-second period, right? Yeah. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
So if there was another shooter, those shots were going off at the same time. If they were on the water tower, there are video of police officers, the shooting quickly, you know, boom, shoots, whatever, guy dies. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's video of police officers fleeing the Trump area and running over in the direction of the buildings, probably to get some parameter going on, figure out what's going on, right? That tower's so tall, and that ladder is just one little ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know if you've ever crawled up a really tall ladder. I have to do it at work now at my job. It's basically like three stories. You know, we have a pretty tall building, and I have to go up to the roof access, mm-hmm. and I'm just like,
whew, this well, especially mother- the ones because usually when you're on a ladder, it's kind of angled on leaning on something. But those that
no this
kind
was,
of
yeah,
ladder
the one I go
the
up,
straight up and
the
down
one I go up is a straight up fucking rebar fucking ladder, yeah. man. And when I'm about three quarters up, I'm like, fuck this fucking thing. So point being is you have a gun yeah. on you, okay? And unless you left it, you have probably you're probably wearing some shit. I would have a hard time believing because if you actually look at the maps, it's
you'd
not
be able
far
to get
away.
Down quickly.
I have a hard time believing that you would be able to get down there. With all the police starting to go in that direction and people also going in that direction, and no one sees that. So could it be a cover-up? Absolutely. Does somebody see it and just let them go? Sure. Absolutely possible. But I don't know. I don't believe in my heart of hearts that all the police are in on it and all the CIA, the Secret Service
I don't think,
are in
on I don't it. Think no. it, everyone would be in on it. It'd be, if there was something like that orchestrated, it'd be only certain people.
Hmm.
And then the other ones would either just be following orders yeah. or they've, yeah.
I was reading some of the texts. It's kind of funny, but Whitney says that she has a, she gets all the time that she has a doppelganger. There's a girl that looks just like her. She says, I get it all the time. I agree. It's easy to say that when somebody's like, oh, you know, this person looks a lot. There are people that look similar.
Yeah.
And so who knows? I think we're getting to the point where we're going to find out more and more. I think more is coming out just in the past couple of days, and it's not good. It's not a good
not
look
good.
For the Secret Service. And again, I stress this. I don't think the Secret Service are all bad.
Well, and I think she actually is going – that chick is actually going to end up getting – they're wanting to subpoena her.
They should.
So there's going to be like an internal congressional investigation, whatever the fuck that means.
They should.
But – we'll see.
I mean, it's not all doom and gloom, man. What I want to say, and I know we're wrapping up here pretty soon. What I want to say is this, and we talked about it just for a few minutes earlier. The one positive I'm seeing is like, you know, when the assassination attempt happened, I know you and myself, and I'm sure Greg, right, were fixated on this whole thing. And then obviously the next day you got the RNC, which, you know, you're kind of fixated on Trump being there and who's speaking. And so very politically, and I try not to, you know, I try to keep away from watching too much shit because I don't want to be sucked into one point of view. Mm-hmm. You know, like I want to have my feelings about it, and I don't want people saying that this is that and then believing it wholeheartedly. So I try to avoid it. But what I have noticed is that watching videos, there's a lot of people who are excited that didn't maybe realize how, you know, Trump is, or they feel like they were lied to. So they're making fun videos. I know Greg sent over a video of some kids in Africa. Or
oh
something.
Yeah, Uganda kids,
and they were like reenacting the thing. And mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't find it bad. I don't know if people are making that a bad thing. I think it's like
no, I think it was as a whole is portrayed as like look at all these people like noticing how significant this is.
Yeah, go to and we got if you don't mind, Chris, you got a couple minutes here.
Yeah.
You go to my TikTok. There's a video of like I want to say this is recent. I you know, obviously sometimes you get old videos and shit, but this was in the UK, bro. Second row, farthest right. This was in the UK, and it was like a Trump rally in the UK. And it has that one dude, which made me think that it was maybe older, but I don't know that this is. So this is in England.
This person posted three days ago.
Yeah. So. But this is Trump. It's a pretty big crowd, dude.
Trump, 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 Trump.
Yeah.
My message to Donald Trump and the United States and every American who's watching this. Your election in November is far bigger than your country.
So is this old? I don't know. I just want to say.
Yeah, I know. I've never seen this before. So.
I haven't, I know that there was things like this before, so I don't want to certainly come out and say 100%. But what I will say is this. Trump is significant to a lot of people in the world.
Oh, yeah, that's what he just said. Like, this is bigger than your country.
It is, because there's a lot of people that in other countries that are feeling like they are heading down the same path, if not worse, on that path with immigration and with all the government kind of takeovers and the dictatorships and the fucking weird LGBTQ shit that goes on. There's countries that are feeling like they're losing grip, and Trump of all leaders seems like that guy, you know, that they want to model their leadership after, which ultimately what I'm saying is there's excitement right now. So as much as it was down to see somebody actually go forth with an assassination attempt, especially when that was that close, there's also a ton of videos.
Yeah, there was one other one. There was one other one in 16, I think 16 or 17 where the guy, it was at a rally too, and a guy tried grabbing the cop's gun. But yeah. That's as far as it got.
Yeah. There was supposedly some intel on an Iranian hit on Trump that supposedly came out a day or two ago.
Yeah.
I don't know
if that was this,
how extensive that was or anything, but you know, of course.
I think it's funny that like right after they all of a sudden haven't had information that Iran.
Well, here's
the
thing.
Was going to do something.
Listen, this is where I personally differ from other people. I think people start to point out more, like, see, there's more. Listen, the truth is that it's a huge topic right now. So anything and everything that falls into that place, just like the ship that fucking took out the bridge. All of a sudden, there's a ton of ships hitting bridges. But the reality is they do hit bridges. Yeah. And you're just hearing about it on mainstream now.
But that wasn't just something that our government released.
Yeah, but I understand that. But like, not, how significant was it even going to happen?
But
like,
why, if it wasn't significant, why even release that right then?
Because it makes news. Because that is the topic. They make money. CNN is not making money anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
MSNBC is not making money. So if they can get a juicy thing that gets them some cash in their pocket, makes people watch their shit, that's all they care about. So that's why, do I find it significant? I don't know, man. I don't know. But if you don't mind, guys, we are closing up shop. I want to play one more video, and I want to just end this on a fun note, on a light note. Shane Gillis is the fucking man, dude. His Trump impersonation is fucking A+. I just want to say that. He was on Kill Tony the other night. I can't remember the other gentleman's name that was playing Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm telling you what, this man could make a whole fucking sitcom of him being Trump, and I would watch every motherfucking episode. I don't care about his politics. I don't know that he's the biggest Trump fan, but he even looks like a fucking young Trump, dude.
He looks
Trump.
The costume,
of today.
The costume is good.
It's good, but he has the same neck and features of Trump now, but like 20, 30 years younger looking. So it's like a weird combination, because Trump didn't look like that in his 50s, right? Heidi, everybody. So let's play this video. You got to start it from fresh, man.
There's the lovely Heidi, everybody.
Oh, hey. What a great lady. I talked to her backstage, and wonderful woman. The tits are real.
Dude, just let this go for a minute.
Excuse me. A lot of people are saying her tits are fake. They're not fake. I touched them, and great tits, wonderful tits, American tits, and that's the thing that we've lost under this administration. Where are the American tits anymore? 4 years ago, there were American tits. Now there's no American tits. Mexican tits. Mexican tits are streaming up the border, and no one's stopping it.
Dude, it's
fentanyl tits.
Oh my god. Fentanyl tits.
One shock and you're dead. Can you believe this? This would never.
Dude, Joe Biden's.
Unimaginable what's happened to this country.
We're fine. Hey, I smelled her tits too. They're great.
I smelled her tits.
Everything's great. We're fine now. We were fine then. We're fine. Hey, you're the sucker.
Watch when he takes his glasses off right here, man.
I bet I can smell her. I bet I can do it first.
Joe, you're an idiot. Please stop.
hey, say it to my face.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, man.
Come on, huh? Come on.
Okay.
Dude, the point is this is the kind of comedy that we need to get back to. I'm sorry if some people are offended by tits or, you know, that kind of stuff, but here's the truth. Everything we've seen from Trump, and this is my ending monologue, all right? Everything that we've seen, it feels like, over the past 10 years, we've all seen the funny clips and we all laugh and that kind of stuff. But when it comes to, like, the mainstream, mm-hmm. Saturday Night Live, all the other shit, everything we've seen of Trump is really negative. It's really, really fucking negative. And it finally feels like we have people that are may not side with him or anything or may not even agree with him, but are actually making him cool. Like, you know, he actually is kind of funny.
Yeah.
They're acknowledging that he's kind of funny, that he's a little bombastic.
Even during the RNC, like that Bishop or whatever the guy, he did a little speech. He did a Trump impression.
Well, listen, Saturday Night Live always did impressions. Ross Perot, always. Clinton. And what they always did was they always made fun of it and made it fun. Just fun. They were you know, they did all the characterizations and they bolstered those and made them funny.
Yeah.
But until recently, everything's too serious. When they do a Trump impression, they make him out to be like a fucking Nazi. You know, they make him out to be this evil. Yeah. And it's not funny. It's them like just ripping him
pandering.
Down. Yeah. And I really, to go with everything I said, I think that's what we need. I think we need to realize that he's just a dude that some people think is doing a great job. Some people don't like him. But at the end of the day, he's not those things that we talked about, that people have talked about. He's not going to destroy democracy. He's not going to kill 13 million people like the Nazis did. And how about we just enjoy the fact that he's a character and that, you know, he actually ran the country fairly well, man. You know what I'm saying? I think he did a fairly good job.
Yeah.
A fairly good job.
I mean, as far as I could tell, I mean, the best that I've seen in my lifetime.
Mm.
So, yeah. I mean.
We'll see, man. I the tides are turning. I really enjoy that. I enjoy the comedy. I enjoy a laugh. I enjoy that people are having fun with this because I think there was some kind of weird weight removed when that all happened. Like, we could ease up and people could actually be themselves and be honest about their support for Trump, not feel like they have to hide it. Comedians can actually just be like, this guy's actually pretty badass, dude. This guy's a savage.
To kind of go full circle, to end it for me, it goes right back to where we were talking about just the open support of or just open opinions, whether you think I should support Trump or not.
Yeah.
All of a sudden people are feeling more comfortable with just either being supportive or just talking about it in general and not being so far on one side or far on the other side.
Or just the fact that they're willing to acknowledge the good things that he does do. Even if you hate him, you have to be able to say, hey, I think it was, what's his, Chank Unger? Chank? That fucking guy, he hates Trump. But he even said, I think he said it best, man, of all things, and I don't acknowledge him saying a lot of good things, but he said, you know what? The fact that the left can't ever acknowledge that Trump does something right is really fucked up. It's really fucked up because that photo and that moment where he was shot and he had the wherewithal to put his arm up and yell, fight, 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 that's fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
I hate the man, but goddammit, that was cool as shit. Okay, so why can't we just give him that? He is a savage. He's a savage, okay? You can hate his policy, but you can't deny that the man in that moment fucking put his fist up and said, fucking fight, fight, you know? That's fucking tough, bro. Just give him that. Just give him that. You don't have to win that one. You don't have to. So the fact that we're getting some wins on those, I'm cool with it, man. I'm excited about that.
That'll be it, folks. Mm. I honestly think this is the beginning of things getting crazier. I don't
Fingers
know.
Crossed, man.
Within the next month or so, I bet some weird shit's gonna happen with the DNC.
Yeah.
I just don't think Biden's gonna go. I don't think he's gonna go through. I think he's gonna get replaced.
I think it's gonna
get weird, and it's gonna piss some people off, and it's gonna be a whole thing.
I think the only way he stays in is if the only way he leaves is if the second attempt doesn't work.
Do you think COVID has anything to do with it?
No, I think they're going to... I think that this is not the last we're going to see of an attempt on Trump.
Really?
I don't.
Huh?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. If you want to help support us even further, head over to Patreon.
Yeah.
We got our call-in show this Friday. If not, don't.
Call us in chat. Ask fun questions. We're all about it, man.
Make sure you go follow us on X. Go follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
Everywhere Rumble, find Rumble. Social media sites. do it.
Thank you, Peyton, for that.
Yes, thank
that,
you again.
Yeah, for the cash there. We really appreciate it. Love you guys.
All right, later.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.